big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Burt Show.
So Hayden had a lead in his play this weekend. He's been doing this play all week long called Seussical the Musical, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's run out of a place called Applause for Kids. He's been part of their, what do you call it, troupe? Is that what you call it?
Mm-hmm. Cast.
Cast, right?
Mm-hmm.
For a long time. And this
troop
is the show that they did this week. So he had a play each week when he was in the ensemble. And then on Saturday night, the great thing I love about this place is that they allow everybody in the ensemble cast at one point or another to be a lead sometime during the week.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Awesome.
Which I think is really, really cool, right? So Hayden was in the ensemble all week long. So I went to six ensemble shows watching him dance on the side.
You're a good dad.
Finally, just to see him on, I guess it was Saturday night. Saturday night?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Saturday night. Man, I'll tell you what. I have never felt joy like I felt on Saturday night. Like, I'm starting to get all choked up talking about it right now also. To see Hayden on stage in what I really think is his element. I mean, I have never seen that kid happier than he was on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
This kid loves to make people laugh. He loves to entertain.
That's awesome.
He was so happy on Saturday night.
That's awesome.
That is fantastic.
Good for him.
It is. Like, now I understand why, like, I understand the theory why some parents try to pressure people that don't have kids to have kids,
mm-hmm,
for these kind of experiences. Like, I sort of get it now. I would, mm-hmm, never do it, but I get what they were saying. Like, you'll just never understand the joy that I have with a child. And I felt that on Saturday night.
Well, I'm sure as a parent, sometimes it gives you the ability to truly 100% be happy for somebody else.
Yes.
Because as adults, I don't think we can do that for each other.
Oh my God, I had the camera up and I'm recording him, and like, I'm fighting back tears. And it wasn't that, mm-hmm, he was doing great or he was doing crappy. It didn't matter. He was on stage, and this little kid, man, was so content and so happy that it was one of the greatest nights of my life.
That's awesome. That's
it was
cool.
Really fantastic.
Good for him. Good for you.
Did you tell Hollis that when you got home, just so Hollis knows what?
I said, you got pretty big shoes to fill,
uh-huh,
here, dude. How are you going to beat that? Yeah, your brother kicked ass.
And did he remember all of his lines since he was the lead?
He struggled a little bit in, yeah, some of the areas, but it really wasn't, like, that night for me, it wasn't about him kicking ass.
Mm-hmm.
Like, on ensemble nights, when he was sort of unfocused on stage, I would sit him down afterwards and I'd say to him, look, I'm sure your coaches went through this with you, but once you get on stage, you're not Hayden anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not allowed to talk to the cast like you're Hayden. You're your character, man, because he's, mm-hmm, he's like his dad. He gets all flighty. Wow, look at the pretty lights. You know, and just wants to talk to everybody. But being part of the lead that night wasn't for me to go, hey, man, you forgot your lines there.
Right.
You were out.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-uh, man. He was so content. It was one of the greatest nights of my life.
And it shows,
cool,
you, and you show, it shows you sometimes a natural talent, because there are some people like Hayden who doesn't mind being in front of a crowd. You know what I mean? He's pure joy, at you, like you said, for him to be not only in front of the crowd, but influencing their reaction and when they laugh or thing. And then, you know, then you have some kids that would probably throw up at the thought of,
yeah,
even being up there doing that. And the, mm-hmm, same with public speaking. Like, I could care less if I'm in front of, you know, however many people. If we do an appearance, it doesn't matter if we're at, you know, a concert introducing somebody to in front of thousands of people or whatever, where my sister would throw up at the idea of doing, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's cool for you to be able to see firsthand his natural talent.
I think every kid has their thing. I think what a lot of parents do, and what I sort of felt myself starting to do in the beginning, was I wanted Hayden's thing to be my thing. I wanted him to be in sports, man. I wanted to, you know, when you're when you're a man and you think about having a son, you think about sitting at baseball games and about football games and swinging a bat with your kid and teaching him how to catch a ball. That's not his thing.
Because Hayden's tried that before.
And he's not good at it. Mm-hmm. He's just not good at it. But his thing is, at least for now, this is what he wants his thing to be.
That's awesome. This
is his team. This is his baseball field. This is where he gets to help out and other kids get to assist him. And if you can find the thing that your kid is happiest in, damn, do it. Mm-hmm. Do it. Because to see them at the height of their happiness, nothing better, man.
And Sam, I think you're a good father for recognizing not pushing him into what you did. Now,
look, it was a struggle. I tell you what, 2 weeks ago, he and his mom went jazz shoes shopping. I had a problem with it. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie to you.
What are jazz shoes?
They're like
dance shoes.
They're dance shoes with a little heel on them. So when mom said that she was taking him jazz shoes.
Part of performance. Part
of me.
He's got to know everything.
I had the same. I cringed a little. I did because I thought it would be dad and him at one point going out and getting cleats. But he went out and he got his jazz shoes and they came home and it was a nice little pink box and all. And he was very proud that
they're not pink, are they?
Yep.
Now, the shoes aren't pink. We're giving a positive message. Now, don't start because Hollis is going to be the one that's going to be the linebacker that's going to do the sports thing.
Unless he wants to do something else. But I was like, that hurt to say my son was going jazz shoes shopping with his mom. Made me cringe.
Well, if everything works out, Hollis will be able to defend Hayden in school.
Aw, I think it's great. I mean, he's doing something that he's so passionate about. And every time Hayden comes in here, he's like a little performer in here, too. So I think it's awesome that he's already got his niche.
And there's a reason that Glee is a popular show. Mm-hmm. Because he's tapping into that so many people are into that, and they never get to say their voice in it. So that, I don't give him a hard time. Jeff,
let it.
I'm not giving anyone a hard time.
Don't be the bully. You're the bully.
Your parents should have recognized this in you when you were the pitcher every year in T-ball.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I understand where you were coming from at that point in the juncture of the conversation about.
There was a twitch there.
Yes,
for sure.
I can understand
for
that.
Sure.
But Hayden was. It was a pure joy for
him
Saturday night.
Sure joy. Now
get it. The Burt Show.